CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Listener driven, never corporate programmed. This is independent radio.
Hi, this is Andrea Michael Chishin, and you're listening to Night Danger Radio on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. That's Nichna Trevoha in Ukrainian.
Thank you. yourself and let your mind go. Frozen eyes stare deep in your mind as you die. Close your eyes and forget your name. Step outside yourself and let your thoughts stray as you go and say.
No, you can't take it. No, you can't take that away. money's not looking for the cure. God, money's not concerned about the sick among the pure. God, money, let's go dancing on the backs of the bruised. God, money's not one to choose. No, you can't take it. No, you can't take it. No, you can't take that away from me. No, you can't take it. No, you can't take it. No, you can't take that away from me. Hey, let go of back at your soul. I'd rather die than give you control. Hey, let go of back at your soul. I'd rather die than give you control.
Fall down before the one you serve. You're going to get what you deserve. Fall down before the one you serve. You're going to get what you deserve.
Now you do what they told ya. 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 Don't die, I'm justified. We're wearing the badge, yeah, you're trophy.
are those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Killing in the name of. Do what they told you. And now you 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 do what they told you. Now you do what they told you. Now you do what they told you. We'll be right back.
social cancer? Is there an answer? Mentor membership exceeding. Tell me why an hour on the stupid people breeding. Watson, it's really elementary. The Industrial Revolution has flipped the bitch on evolution. The benevolent and wise are being thwarted out to size. What a bummer. The world keeps getting dumber. Insensitivity is standard. And faith is being fancied over reason. Darwin's rolling over in his coffin. The fittest are surviving much less often. Now everything seems to be reversing. And it's worse thing. Someone flopped a steamer in the gene pool. Now angry mob mentality is no longer the exception, it's the rule. And I'm starting to feel a lot like Charlton Heston. Stranded on a primate planet. Apes and orangutans and ran into the ground. With generals and the armies that obeyed them. Followers following fables. Philosophies that enable them to rule without regard.
Swastikas and Klan robes. Sexist, racist, homophobes. This one's for the master race. My brown power ass in your white power face. Kill them all and let a Norse god sort them out.
Maybe they can hide. Fuck me. Fuck. Fuck Off, overproduced by Martin Hannett, take four.
Okay, don't relate yourself. One way say it for yourself. Get hardcore when you slide your hair. When Jackson lives inside your head. Nuts, bugs, nuts, bugs, nuts, bugs. Fuck off! Nuts, bugs, nuts, bugs, nuts, bugs. Fuck off! If you're gonna fight, get out of here. You ain't no better than the bouncers. We ain't trying to be police. So you ain't the cops and ain't anarchy. Nuts, bugs, nuts, bugs, nuts, bugs. Fuck off! Nuts, bugs, nuts, bugs, nuts, bugs. Fuck off! Point, what a man! They fight each other, the police they win. Stop your backs and drag your holes. Drag your back if you got real balls. There's nothing left to go, so go away and not see some new school. I caught your face, there's better cops in the real world, so I can be the first to go. Not smokes, not smokes, not smokes. Fuck off! Not smokes, not smokes, not smokes. Fuck off! You've been the first to go, you've been the first to go, you've been the first to go. What lets you think?
Oh, CKUW 95.9 FM, Night Danger Radio is on the air. We're live, actually, from the studios of CKW. Yeah, the secret studios of CKW. Hold on, let me turn this up a bit. Hey, hey, there we go. There, that's better, that's better. So there's a vicious, angry, frustrated music set. And some of the meanest music that that I listen to, I you know, I know some people listen to meaner and angrier stuff than that, but that's kind of about as you know, as mean as I get, I guess. And I guess there's a few more out there and stuff, but yeah, we'll send all those songs out to Ice, Ice, Ice Baby, Ice, Ice Losers, to go, to go. Yes, indeed. Yeah, things are out of control down in the United States. The head moron and his vice moron and all his moron minions down there have decided that they're going to send a bunch of masked people. They're not even brave enough to you know, uncover their face in public. And I've seen so many crazy videos and. Yeah, things are getting out of hand too. It's distressing. I mean, I used to use Instagram, you know, for just music and cat videos mostly, and dog videos, and actually panda videos. I'm really into pandas, especially the red pandas. If you want some serenity now, watch some cat videos, but watch some red panda videos as well, and even just the regular pandas, like the remember we used to have some of them at our zoo for a while, and they were a huge hit and stuff. And I think we have red pandas actually right now at the zoo. But anyway, that'll you know, after you're done watching all these ice videos of people like freaking out on ice, you know, like I saw one today. These ice guys, you know, got their masks on or whatever, and they got their big guns out because they're big tough guys, right? And and they went into a grocery store somewhere, and man, people were losing their cool, dude. It was pretty crazy. Like, people didn't care that they had these big, you know, AR-15 assault rifles, you know, strapped across their chest. People were right in their face, and we're talking like, you know, little old ladies and, you know, big dudes, you know, and people were just going off on these guys, like, get the hell out of my city, ah, you know. And it was crazy. It's intense. Like, you know, in Minneapolis right now, I'm getting the impression that, you know, you could go to the grocery store and just disappear into thin air with these guys. And yeah, there are all kinds of bad stories. People are coming out with stories where ICE threw them in a truck and then pulled guns on them and put guns in their faces and stuff and said, you know, and tried to intimidate them and all this stuff. And it's so out of control. And it's fascism is what it is. It's unbelievable that America is turning into a fascist country. Unfreaking believable. But you know what? Having said that, I've got to, you know, the protests are huge in the States too now. And so, you know, I'm not that dumb to think that the whole, that the whole country is, hold on a second. I got a freaking frog in my throat. Anyways, a shot of coffee didn't hurt, never hurt anyone. But I'm not dumb enough to think that all of America's fascist. Like, there's thousands of people protesting what's going on in the States, but it's the head moron and all his minions that are causing this. And something needs to get done there for sure, because their country is spiraling into, you know, well, it's a cesspool, you know. And not only that, though, you know, his foreign policy, if you could call it that, is concerning, you know, towards, you know, the safety of the rest of the planet. And I know I'm a little bit worried. You know, I'm just going to go and do my thing like I always do. And I'm going to try and have as much fun as I can because I like having fun, you know. You know, it's worrisome for sure. But, you know, life goes on. We got to keep going. And, you know, I'm going to try not to get so angry, you know, at what's going on in the States. Because, quite frankly, what can I do about it? You know what I mean? Like, nothing. You know, I could play a whole bunch of songs, like mean songs, trying to portray how I feel, which we just did. So I better tell you what I played. We just played the Dead Kennedys with Nazi Punks F Off from In God We Trust Incorporated from 1981. It was Alternative Tentacles that put that record out. Boy, the Dead Kennedys aren't messing around. Jello Biafra right now is probably like, haha, I told you. I told you this was going to happen, you know. I mean, he's writing songs like that in 1981. Freaking hell. He's like the Nostradamus of punk rock, I guess. Anyways, that's not true, because there's other punk rockers besides the Dead Kennedys and Jello that predicted stuff like this, you know, was going to happen or was already happening. So good grief. We heard Anti-Flag before that with F Police Brutality from Die for the Government, which came out in 1996 on New Red Archives Records. We heard The Mighty Propaganda from Winnipeg before that with The Only Good Fascist Is a Very Dead Fascist. I agree. From Less Talk, More Rock, 1996, Fat Wreck put it out. We heard No Effects before that with Idiots Are Taking Over. Yes, they are. And not only in the United States, but they already did it in Russia. And then we got another one. You know, well, they're all over the place, for crying out loud. I don't know. How come the idiots rise to the top and run things? How is that even possible? But anyways, from an album called The War on Errorism, 2003. That's a Fat Wreck production, of course. From Canada, a band that I've got to see a few times, the Daglo Abortions before that with Wake Up America. I've actually played that a few times, which is sad because that means I've been imploring America to wake the hell up and they just won't do it. They just keep voting for idiots to be in. I don't know, whatever. From Fetus of Fetus, 1986, Fringe Product Records. But by the way, you know, the Daglos got arrested in the States when they were down there just last year. And it was a big debacle, and it was pretty much a joke, of course, like many things down there are. So, but we heard Rage Against the Machine before that with Killing in the Name of, from the record Rage Against the Machine, the self-titled one, which, yeah, sold about 20 trillion records. We heard the Nine Inch Nails before that with Head Like a Hole. Yeah, that's a good mean song. Yeah, Head Like a Hole, Black as Your Soul. I'd Rather Die Than Give You Control. Yeah, yeah, Trent Reznor. Good grief. From a record called Pretty Hate Machine, 1989, TVT Records put it out. We heard The Scary, and I was talking to one of my listeners just now, and I was conveying to him how much of a scary, like, I'm actually scared of the band Slayer. I'm not scared of too many bands. There's a few, but Slayer, I think, is the band that I'm most scared of. And it's just something about their music is like totally scary, in my opinion. And then when you add the visuals, you know, of Slayer playing a concert, it just adds to the mystique of you know, terror that band portrays. And, of course, they're just relentless. Dave Lombardo, the drummer for Slayer, or on-and-off-again drummer for Slayer, one of my favorite drummers. It's the funniest thing is when I saw Slayer on a DVD, or maybe it was even a VHS, I can't even remember, way back in the day, I just laughed. Because, you know, like, the rest of Slayer, like, Kerry King has that... you know, has one of those, what do they call it, armband things, and it's all got nails coming out of it, like 100 nails coming out of it, and he's just ripping, you know, like Slayer songs, and I'm like, holy cow, who's this guy? He's got, like, you know, tattoos all over his head, and he just looks absolutely scary, and the whole band looks scary, but then, you know, they showed a picture of Dave on drums, and I'm like, that guy looks like a farmer. You know, no offense to Dave Lombardo, but he had a baseball cap on, and I'm like, and he looked way more normal than the rest of the Slayer. I was just laughing. And then he got on the kit and just destroyed it. Like, he just, one of the best drummers on planet Earth. Good grief. Ridiculous. Yeah, we heard Seasons in the Abyss, which is a scary song. I don't care what anyone says. Man, when I hear that song, you know, my heart skips a bit. I'm just like, damn, good God, ridiculous. So it was from an album of the same name, which came out in 1990 on Deaf American Records. We heard Agnostic Front before that with just a song called Intro. It's not even really a song. From the record called The American Dream Died from 2015 on Nuclear Blast Records. And we started off, of course, with some nicer stuff. We heard Billy Bragg and Wilco before that with All You Fascists from Mermaid Avenue 2, which came out in the year 2000 on Elektra Records. The Lowest of the Low from Toronto before that with The Barricade. See you at The Barricade, everybody, because it's the protests are going to continue everywhere, I'm thinking. From Agipop, which came out in 2019 on Warner Music, and off the top it was The Mighty Devo with Beautiful World. Not so much. From New Traditionalist, which came out in 1981, and Devo, another Nostradamus type of thing going on there, predicting that the world's not going to be so beautiful anymore. So it's sad. Yeah, but yeah, I don't know. I'm still angry. I'm still pissed off at, you know, at this ICE thing and at the whole, you know, morons leading, you know, the world into war, basically. It's just it's unacceptable. Something has to be done. Something needs to be done because, man, things are out of freaking hand. I mean, this guy's starting fights with, like, people all over the country. I mean, is this guy going to go into Greenland and take it over? Like, are you serious? Holy cow. Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to know if, you know, like, I don't want to wake up tomorrow. Like, I get to sleep in and everything. I don't want to wake up tomorrow and be like, hey, the world's at war. And I'll just be like, you know, I won't be surprised, but I'll be like, oh, God. You know, like, the worst freaking thing is happening, you know, that could happen. It's terrible. But listen, I don't, you know, don't take my word for it. That's just my opinion. And, you know, I hope that none of this happens and that everything, you know, what is the term? I hope that calmer heads prevail, you know. But, oh, boy, I don't know. I don't know if they will. I don't know. But what can you do with a drunken sailor? You know, what can you do? I don't know. But listen, let's get off that stuff for a while. And let's get on to some other stuff. Okay, so listen, this is the first year that I've actually paid attention to the Chinese zodiac. And so, you know, like, I you know, obviously I always heard about the Chinese zodiac, and I'm like, that sounds kind of cool. And, you know, I've kind of seen some of the artwork for some of the animals, and I'm like, oh, that's that's really cool, you know, and stuff. But I never bothered, for reasons unknown to me and anyone else, to look up my own sign. Like, what am I in the Chinese zodiac? So I finally did. And I am, I'm digging this too. I am the ox. Like, I am an ox, you know? I feel like an ox. You know what I mean? Don't mess with the ox because you might get the horns. You know what I mean? You know? Yeah. So oxen, man, that's so cool. And but this is not the year of the ox, so I guess it's not going to be my year again. That's okay. That's okay. We'll continue on as just a plain old ox. Just an ox and his thoughts. You know what I mean? I'm just an ox thinking about stuff. You know, I'm just an ox, you know, going to the grocery store and trying and buying ridiculously priced meat and vegetables and fruit. You know, I'm just a poor ox. I'm just a poor oxen, you know, trying to make it in the big bad world. But so anyways, it's the year of the horse, everybody. Yes. So yeah, and I like horses a lot. I think horses are so cool, man. Hey, like I've ridden a few horses. You know, that hurts, man. That hurts. Like you gotta get yourself, you know, acclimated to riding horses. You can't just jump on a horse and like, let's go, man. You know, no, that hurts, man. That hurts your the inside of your legs, whatever that's called. That's not thighs. No, it's I don't know what it's called. What is it? Yes, maybe it's thighs. But anyways, it hurts your legs. You know, if you just jump on a horse and go, giddy up, let's go, yeehaw. You know, no, don't do that, man. You're gonna be walking weird. All your friends and family, I mean, what's your problem? And you'll be like, yeah, I thought I could jump on the horse and go full gallop. No, you can't. You can't. You got to crawl before you walk. You know. You know the sayings. I'm coming up with all these old sayings. It's ridiculous. Most of them are hockey sayings, you know. I hope cooler heads will prevail out there, you know. Yeah, jeez. By the way, the Jets won 3 in a row after losing 14,000 in a row. That was pretty good. Anyways, there's CKW Sports for you. Okay, listen. Oh, you know what? Speaking of, I'm totally forgetting here, but let's do weather because we have to. CKW Weather, whether you like it or not.
Weather.
Wait. Oh, good.
Weather.
All right. That's what I'm talking. Okay. So, folks, it's kind of chilly out there right now. It's negative 20 in Winnipeg, but damn, it feels like negative 30 with the wind chill, which is only coming out of the northwest at 17 kilometers per hour. So, could you imagine if it was coming at us at 14,000 kilometers an hour? Then the wind chill would probably be what? Well, let's do a little bit of math. Okay. Carry the 1, pi r squared. So. Okay. No decimal. No, that's the wrong decimal. That's the wrong place for a decimal. No. It can't be. No, it can't be right. Okay, so according to my math, if the wind was coming at us at 40,000 kilometers per hour, the temperature right now would be minus 200 million. But my math, I'm not known as a good math student, so, you know, don't take my word on that. But listen, we're supposed to go down to negative 24 tonight, so 4 more degrees down, ouch. And tomorrow, hey, listen, it's going to be sunny out, which is nice. I like the sun, but that's not going to last because at nighttime, it's going to get cloudy. So negative 12 and sunny during the day, negative 11 going up, which is cool, for the nighttime. But listen, 60% chance of flurries. For Thursday, it's going to snow, but it's going to go up to 1 degree during the day and then minus 13 with continued snow at night. For Friday, negative 13, 70% chance it's going to flurry up. And then at nighttime, negative 24 with cloud. Saturday, the 17th, negative 24, but complete sun and negative 23 at night and complete moon. And then Sunday, the 18th of January, it's minus 14. Again, complete sun. Wonderful. But then at nighttime, we're going to get some clouds and there's going to be a 30% chance that it's going to flurry it up again. So there you go. There's CKW Weather. Not, hey, man, we got nothing to complain about, you know.
Weather.
Could be a lot worse than that, man. I'm telling you, you
weather.
Know. So, anywho, let's get on with it. So we're going to do something a little less angry, a little less aggressive, because we're going to play songs about horses, and because it is the year of the horse, and we're going to start off with one of my favorite bands of all time. They're called the Rio Statics, and they're from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and they just put out a new record, which is on my Records of the Year list. Anyways, it's called the Great Lakes Suite. Sweets, I should say. And it's amazing. So, but this is not from that record. This is from a record called Melville. And the song is simply called Horses. It is CKUW. It's 95.9 FM. The Night Danger radio show is already halfway through. And giddy up.
Word came down and it crashed through my door from the 21st floor. I was thinking about leaving early for a lunch when he told me to shut off my press. His face turned green and his white shirt was wet, like he'd just seen an accident. We threw our masks into a pile. The trucks pulled away for good. Holy Mackinac Joe. Holy Mackinac Joe. Holy Mackinac Joe. Holy Mackinac Joe. The gates had been riveted shut. I looked for the foreman. His number was empty. Up to Red Deer to stay. We gathered some signs and we sparked up a fire. Gordy got burnt on the high voltage wire. Holy Mackinac Joe. Holy Mackinac Joe. Joe. Holy Mackinac Joe! First thing she'll ask me is, how did it go today?
That's fine.
Strength in a union. I thought there was strength in a mob. I thought the company was bluffing when they threatened to chop us off. Oh, these guns will wilt, the winter will cease, and all the bonfires will go out. The company knows when they can afford to be full. I wish I could. Holy Mackinac Joe. Holy Mackinac Joe. Holy Mackinac Joe. Holy Mackinac Joe. We're the horses. We are the horses. Holy Mackinac Joe.
In the hallway drinking a glass of tea. From the other end of the hallway, a rhythm was generating. Another boy was sliding up the hallway. His gold nerves merged perfectly with the hallway. The boy looked at Johnny. Johnny wanted to run, but the movie kept moving as planned. The boy took Johnny. He pressed him against a locker. He drove it in. He drove it home. He drove it deep in Johnny. The boy disappeared. Johnny fell on his knees. Started crashing his head against a locker. Started crashing his head against a locker. Started laughing hysterically when suddenly Johnny gets a feeling. He's been surrounded by horses, 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 coming in all directions, white, shining, silver, studs with their nose in flames. He saw horses, 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 horses. Like Boney Maroney. Do you know how to twist? can't you show me nothing but surrender? Johnny gets up, takes off his leather jacket, deep through his chest, there's the